When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, it is I, your humble community host, and it is my wife, Chelsea.
Hey.
So we had a ton of things. We're still reeling off of, obviously, the big announcement. Everything's happening. Everyone's very, very excited. There are a couple questions that came up that I wanted to get into without some of the parents around. That'll be evident. I would not tell Chell why that is the case, but that is why we're here. She's looking at me very she's giving me the look. Guys, she's getting very, you know, we could just get right into it. First of all, how are you feeling?
A little tired today, but I'm ready to party. Always ready to talk to the community.
You know, we've gotten a lot of questions. Just really number one about that. How is the baby treating you in there? Your new roommate.
He's chilling. I wish I would be able to feel a little kick or something, but it's a little too soon for that.
We looked it up. It's too soon for the kicking, correct?
Yeah. I always feel, though, just in case. Like, I put my hand on my stomach and I'm like, is that indigestion or am I feeling a little movement?
Yeah, am I, you know, did I get a kick or am I just gassy? Is that what that comes down to?
Yeah, I don't know.
Essentially?
I'm excited to feel that first movement, though.
We had a bunch of questions that I answered. I'm going to get right into it, okay? Because we have some fun ones. First of all, what are you, well, it's Dear Albie, but this was put out there. We had a bunch of questions obviously directed towards both of us. What are you most excited about on this new journey of parenthood?
Start us off. I want to hear yours first.
So I went, I said that I'm really excited for pretty much everything, you know, but like, I don't really necessarily know where to start, but I'm excited about, I don't know why, one of the first things that came up is the old videos I used to make with Marky. You know, going down that road again. That'll be funny.
I'm excited to watch you
know?
Do that too.
But
I
that'll
watch
be,
those videos with Marky and you all the time.
That'll be funny. So this came in. Dear Chelsea, how do you feel now that the gender reveal has come out and you came through on Albert the Fifth? How are we feeling now? Hope you and baby are well. But any just quick thoughts when the reveal took place?
I think it was a lot of pressure. I feel like not from day one, but when we started to get serious and dating and talked about, you know, potentially getting married one day and having kids, you really pushed that I gotta have a son to carry on the name. You know, I'm a fourth. You showed me your tattoo. I was like,
well, it's very obvious tattoo.
I mean, it wasn't obvious if you didn't know your backstory.
Well, did you feel pressure?
Yeah, of course. I feel like everybody feels pressure, especially when, like, the husband cares what the first child is. There's some guys in the world that don't, you know, they don't care about carrying on the name. They just want to have babies. Or some guys want all girls because they want to be, like, a girl dad, you know? But you were really adamant about having a boy first, so.
I wasn't going to be upset, you know, like, you know, having a girl, like, you know, round two, I'm going to be all in on girl.
I mean, it would be ideal if we had a boy and a girl. Then we could be done because kids are expensive.
They are. Chelsea, have you had any weird cravings? And have you asked Al to run to the store or have something DoorDashed? You've had a couple random cravings. You craved onion rings out of nowhere.
I mean, I love onion rings to like always, but Asian food, I've really been craving Asian food more often. Oh, an egg roll. Remember the other day, I was like, I need an egg roll right now, or so I'm going to, I was like, it was the weirdest thing. I was like, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have an egg roll right now, but I need one to show up within the next hour. And we had egg rolls and it was such a good egg roll. It hit the spot so much. Also honey on everything. I'm putting honey on pizza. I snuck honey and put it on like mashed potatoes when we had them the other day.
You put honey on mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not craving sweets as much, but honey.
Like, what do you mean? Like, you took honey outside honey. You took honey from like
no, a... No, like I was eating a mashed potato. I think you like handed me a mashed potato. No, a onion ring with mashed potato on it. You remember that day?
Yeah.
So then I went to the kitchen because I was like, that was pretty good. So I went to the kitchen where their food was that we ordered for takeout, and I made an onion ring with mashed potatoes again, but then I drizzled honey on it, and it was so good.
A lot of folks asking if we're going to do a baby moon. We actually just booked a little baby moon. So, yes, we are going to have that in the mix.
Tell them where we're going?
I think we can kind of, you know, we're going to an island. You know, we're going to the Bahamas. I didn't think it was anything that crazy. It's nice. It's going to be a good time. I don't know. But we can build it up if you want. Yeah, just, you know, it was like one of the... Because I've been jumping to the next one. But, like, you know, is there a particular reason that you're... I'm very excited.
We're not going to the Bahamas, though.
We're not going to the Bahamas?
No.
Yeah, where are we going? We're going to the Bahamas.
What, do you have pregnancy brain?
No,
we're not going to the Bahamas. You just said that.
Where are we going?
We're going to Bermuda.
That's one of the Bahamas. Bermuda, I don't think Bahama, so. Come on, pretty mama. This Bermuda, Bahama.
I think he's just naming islands.
Nah, they're like on top of each other.
I think he's just naming islands. Bermuda is not part of the Bahamas.
Bermuda, Bahama.
Come on, pretty.
Yeah,
mama.
Key Largo, Montego. They got to be close to each other.
They're close. That doesn't mean they're like a part of each other.
On the Florida Key.
What's another rap song where they just start naming girls?
That's not a rap song. That's it. I'm going to look up these words exactly, but I'm telling you right now, I think he's naming Florida Keys spots. I'm going to look up the lyrics right now.
Now it's the Florida Keys?
Well, it the song is about the Florida Keys.
Bahamas is like way farther of a plane ride, and Bermuda's like an hour and 45 minute plane
the
ride.
The song is called Kokomo. Okay, and just you stop me where these things aren't close to each other, because I don't totally know, I guess, but like Aruba, Jamaica.
No, okay. Those aren't the... I know. Ooh, he's naming islands. Ya.
Bermuda, Bahama.
Come on, pretty mama.
Key Largo, Montego.
Babe, I know the song. It's very popular.
He says Jamaica twice in there. So off the Florida Keys, there's a place called Kokomo. Okay, so all these spots got to be around Kokomo, so we got to be... Right?
My love, you said Bahamas. So I was just correcting you. We're going to Bermuda. They're completely different islands. They're not even like a boat distance to each other, like a quick little boat ride to each other.
I have to look this up. Because okay. I thought Bermuda. Yeah, but isn't that just one of the Bahamas?
Because I'm going
to
be very heavily pregnant by the time we go. And I was like, you know what? From Newark to Bermuda, it's an hour and 45 minute plane ride, which is ideal when you're pregnant and uncomfortable. So, and Albie's never been. I've only been once. Bermuda's really nice. If anybody has any recommendations of restaurants or anything, let us know. And
so we're not going to the Bahamas.
We are not going. I mean, we can go to the Bahamas.
What is the Bahamas?
The Bahamas.
Have we been there?
Is an island.
Bahama.
We have not been there together. I have been to the Bahamas. Bahamas is where Atlantis Cove is.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah.
So we're not going there.
We are not. I think you knew that, though.
I swear I didn't know the spots were like that. Because I got to be honest, when I got the hotel, I was like, oh, wow, booked a really nice hotel. That's at least what I thought. You know, obviously, you know, but I was kind of surprised. We're not going to the one with the slide.
We were looking up.
We're not going to the one with the slide.
Like none of the.
I figured it was sold out.
Popping up.
I really did. I figured it was sold out. But anyway, that came up. You know, we're you know, I'm getting caught up. Here's.
So yes, we are going on a baby moon.
They had a bunch
Apparently
of people.
We're going on to the Bahamas and Bermuda.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know mad. what I just
vacation.
Sold into. Dear Albie and Chelsea, are you Chelsea specifically, are you finding that Albie, in his words, that his Phil Dunphy brain has kicked in? Is he starting to make ridiculous dad jokes? And if he's not, are you concerned for the dad joke maker he may become? Best to you both.
Albie's always been a dad joke guy. However, I did not realize how much of a dad joke person Lauren was. Lauren loves a good dad joke. she has been throwing them out on the gram, throwing them out in the group chat. She's such a big dad joke person, and I love that about her.
We have to check in with Lauren. Let's just do it right now. Let's confront her. Number one.
She's like not even going to want to answer you.
Let's see.
Hello.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
You're on the pod.
Okay.
Really quick, just hello. Anything you want to say to the community first and foremost?
No, I'm just reading all about the Diddy rape.
Okay.
As I just announced that you love dad jokes on the podcast, yeah, we now you're just like
dad jokes. You want to hear the latest funny one?
Yes, please entertain us.
This one is right up my alley because you guys know I love like older music. Ready? I'm gonna lower that a little bit, Mama. This is my latest favorite one. The best safe word to use during sex is meatloaf, because it means I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
But I won't do that. I'll be so confused.
I don't.
A safe word during sex is meatloaf, because like I love you and I would do anything for you, but I won't do that.
Oh, so okay.
Meatloaf is a safe word.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Great dad joke. Great. I'm gonna say that to Dad actually right now.
There was a couple of things that came in. There was a question on the pod that there are two that that were relevant to you. Number one, somebody asked how do I think Marky is gonna feel with the new baby sharing the spotlight, so to speak. So I had my answer, which I'm sure you know, since you're a great supporter, you heard on the show. But I was curious at your take on that before I get to the question that was posed just for you.
To clear things up, I don't listen to your podcast, but I don't listen to any podcasts.
Thank you.
Because I have ADD.
Yeah, thank you for the not supporting me equally with everybody else.
I was just recently a guest on another podcast, and they were like, we sent you the edit to approve. And I was like, I'm sure it's fine because I can't listen. So it's not you, it's me. Mm-hmm. I have never listened to a single podcast in my entire life. I wish I could, because I heard that they're great. Mark, come here.
Are you going to answer the question?
How do you feel about sharing the attention of grandchild with your new baby boy cousin?
What?
Mm-hmm. How do you feel when Albie and A have their baby? How are you going to feel that, like, there's another baby in the family? You have to use a word. You can't just do a thumbs up. Are you going to be excited, or are you going to be a little bit like, ooh, why is this other baby getting attention to you?
What?
Are you excited?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? She says she's excited.
Hey, Mark.
I think until it starts doing things like walking and talking and playing, then she'll be just a little bit standoffish.
Okay. I didn't see that coming.
She doesn't like babies.
I think she'll adjust fine.
I've never seen her embrace a baby.
Okay.
Babies are weird, though, for kids.
Any baby she's ever been around that closely, she has been, like, under five. So now that she's older, she might see it differently.
I don't know. I think she's going to be very nurturing and kind.
Yeah, I think she'll be very nurturing and kind, but I think she'll just kind of be like, I don't really care about you until you can speak to me.
Okay. Speaking of speaking, this one came in. Dear Albie, just listened to the most recent episode. It's nice to meet you. I'm a longtime listener since the guys used to record in a bar. So I ask this with all honesty. Albie mentioned that some of the listeners had brought up how skinny Lauren was, and I too, I'm cheering her on for her happiness and living in her happiest self. I know how her journey started, but my question is she currently still on it, or did she only take the shot for a short period of time to get to the weight she wanted to get to, and then slowly get off of it as she's maintained has just maintained with a lifestyle change? I'm actually getting ready to go down the same journey as I've tried a lot of things and nothing has worked, so I'm curious. I hope that all makes sense because honestly, it was all done via voice text.
So I am currently lowering my dose, but it's very difficult to get the lower doses. So anything 10.5 and under is very hard to get because everyone's on it right now. So it's hard for me to get, like, I think an ideal dose for me to maintain would be 7.5, because what I do often, actually, when I did the podcast about this drug specifically a couple weeks ago, I was talking, there was a doctor on there that prescribes it, and he was very educational with it, and I was like, oh, you should come on my brother's podcast and educate, you know, other people about it, you know, because it made it all make a lot of sense. But, you know, it's right now I'm on a maintenance dose. I don't think I'll ever be able to go off of it completely, because right now what I'm trying to do, because I can't get the lower doses, so I'm staying on the higher doses, but I'm trying to do it like every 10 to 14 days instead of every 7 days.
Got it.
Because as soon as it wears off, like, I recently got down to like 111 pounds, and I was like, this is way too skinny. Like, I didn't like the number on the scale, and I was like, this is too skinny, it's not healthy. And like, I'm very aware of that. When people say that I look, it's funny because now that I'm on TikTok, a lot of people who follow me on TikTok, they don't, like, a lot of times they'll be like, oh my God, I didn't even realize you were on reality TV. Like, I just thought you were someone on TikTok. So, and then those people are always the ones that say, I don't think you look unhealthy. I thought you looked normal. But since all the people that saw me from TV only know me as being heavy, all of a sudden I look.
Well, there's somebody that posted a before and after, and you look like three of you right now.
I mean, if you look at that before, I had extremely high blood pressure, insane anxiety. I was very depressed. Like, I was not in a good place, and a lot of that had to do with my weight. And I was very, very unhealthy and heading towards diabetes. And everybody gets upset. It's like, oh, well, you know, it's a diabetes drug. Okay, well, what do you think one of the biggest things that people get diabetes from is from obesity, you know? So people like to talk shit about it, but I honestly don't really care. Mm-hmm. I feel very good. I feel very happy. I'm also very aware of, like, you know, I was on a higher dose. I lowered the dose, and I'm skipping a week. So, like, I started this week last week I started at 111 pounds, and I weighed myself today and I'm 114. Like, and I'm okay with that because I know that that's healthier for me. You know, I'm okay with 115 to 120. I've been working out, trying to gain some muscle. So I'm very aware of what's too skinny and what's not. And that's it, you know. But if people that say that I'm too skinny, I think it's silly. Because listen, if I had boobs and a butt like Chelsea, then, like, I could see them saying, you have no curves. But I never had curves in my fucking life. The only thing I ever had was boobs. I never had a butt. I never had hips. I never had thighs. You know what I mean? So, like, to say I have no shape now, I never had a shape, you know?
Okay.
So that's all.
Yeah, wasn't trying to talk about your curves. Just, you know.
just let her have her moment, Al. No, good.
I'm just talking about Chelsea's titties.
Okay. I have to go.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I never called her. She's an adventure to call.
She made the podcast today.
Lauren,
that spice.
Somebody went up to Chris in public recently and said, hey, is your sister famous? I saw her on TikTok. And someone went up to Lauren and my mom and said, oh my God, can I take a picture with you? Handed my mother the camera and said, will you take a picture of us?
For your mom.
Wild. So Lauren is the famous sibling.
In life.
She is. This one came in. Dear Albie, what is the most out of left field message you have gotten since announcing the pregnancy?
I definitely have one. I don't even know if I told you about this, Al.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody commented on my Instagram. Oh, I've just been getting so many followers from you that I can't even find the comment. somebody commented that they want to collab, keyword collab. I didn't realize you could collab on something like this. Collab on preserving my placenta for me. Or encapsulating. I don't remember.
And what is that?
I have no idea what it means. I have no idea how you would even do that. I was under the impression
like
that
to do what? Put it in a frame?
The placenta apparently is like gold.
What do you mean?
Like people want that placenta. Like I don't know exactly why. I've read things, I've heard of things and stuff, but I don't want to say the wrong things so that I'm like sounding uneducated. But apparently the placenta is like gold. It has so many benefits. You can people have used it for like recreating like cells in the body and stuff. But I was always under the impression that hospitals like wouldn't let you take your placenta if you gave birth in a hospital. Like they took it right away.
The placenta falls out.
It comes out. It's what the umbilical cord is like attached to in you. And like when the umbilical cord comes out and the placenta comes out, you birth it all. So then you cut the umbilical cord, which is connecting to the placenta. And then that's just like extra that comes too.
So what is a placenta
collab?
If I'm wrong,
please somebody correct me, but this is my first time. So
I kind of feel like we collabed on the placenta. I feel like I had something to do with that.
You did the first part, which was, you know, your egg. So the rest was me.
No, trust me. I'm not trying to take any of your shine.
The rest was me. I don't think you have anything to do with the placenta. But apparently people pay good money on the black market for placentas.
How much are we talking?
I have no idea. I think I just made that
up. Did you respond to the placenta collaborator?
No, I didn't. I didn't know what to say.
Like somebody DM'd you and was like, "Hey, let me get that placenta." Like, was it a doctor or was it like some random person?
I'm pretty sure the name, like the Instagram name, like had placenta mama in it or something. I don't know.
I'm gonna have to see that.
I don't know where it is exactly, but the collab part got me. Like, thanks. Like,
let's do a placenta collab.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm
doing
poo-poo
all the
it.
Work over here. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't want to poo-poo it right away. I don't know. I don't want to come down on that. Interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to look more into that. It might be a good collab.
A lot of people asking. I'm very glad no one's here for that. That's good. Serenity said, dear Albie, so excited to meet Chelsea's dad. Hope we get to hear more of him on the pod. Just to clear something up, is this the, in caps, same person that had playlist CD. This is spelled wrong here, but is
Anthony's
this the
under the sheets?
Same person? Yeah, I think they were trying to say it like that, like it's like Sheets mixtape. The mixtape and A, is this the same person? And B, did this mixtape play a part in the conception of the grandchild, just like the pills did?
What pills are you talking about?
Well, the pills. You know how your mom had me pumped up with meds.
The ball salve?
Well, she hit me pretty much from every direction. She's hit me from
I don't think you used any of it, though. From I think gummies. That was all you, baby.
No, you know what's funny? So a couple of things, okay? It's actually not true. This last Christmas, she
you gave me your heart?
She gave me the it was like a rub-on and
a rub-on? That sounds so horrible.
No, it was like a rub-on.
That my mother gave you a rub-on.
Well, no, it was like a rub-on application for the salve, but it was Secret Swimmers or something like that. It was another thing.
I know, it's been sitting in my car unopened.
You rub it. No, it's not true. It's open because your dad was joking. He opened it, okay, and we both put it on.
You didn't put it on your balls, though.
No,
put it on your
but
wrist.
It doesn't. The directions don't ask for you to put it on your balls.
Oh.
Okay.
You
think
did
it's
get a ball salve,
you think
though.
It's Bermuda, but it's the Bahamas. Where you have to rub it. You don't rub it on Bermuda.
Oh, okay.
You
seem to know because you procreated, so.
I mean, but here's the thing. So that we did not listen to the
between the sheets.
We did not listen to because
I called it under
well,
the sheets.
And frankly, because you really need quite the apparatus to even play a CD. And if you think I'm making that up, go try and play a mixtape that you made. Like, see if, just throw one in the car and you tell me how it works.
Laptops don't even have CD things anymore, CD slots. It's
but crazy. A lot of people were saying, is it an Italian baby? It is not. The dates don't add up.
An Italian baby, we would have had to had the... I would have been like 6 months pregnant by now.
Yeah. Yeah. But like when I try and do some of the math, because a lot of people were asking, okay, it leads us to a pretty awkward story that I don't know how comfortable you're going to be me bringing this up, okay? But something you guys... Chell is very chilled out. Chell's a very chilled out person, okay? You would agree?
I just don't know where you're going with this, but yes, I'm...
But you're a chilled out person. Yes. I'm a little bit more high strung, right?
Absolutely.
As people know, okay? And I've given you credit plenty of times. You bring a sense of calm. But what people don't know, okay, is you're also like... You're very, you're into a lot of things that are artsy and creative, but you're also a bit of a gamer. You play The Sims.
I love The Sims.
You love The Sims. And
Chris likes The Sims too, though.
Yeah. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with any of this. Okay.
I'm a nerd.
But you like to play video games. It's something you like to do.
You do too.
No. So we got an Xbox here and we play Fortnite with your sister.
Yes.
Okay. We play while she's at school. And then we'll play around with it every once in a while here. There's, you know, there was a time we were playing Fortnite, just kind of, you know, whatever, and some stuff went down, okay? And when I mess around with the dates, there's a chance this child was conceived while playing a video game. That is a real story. And I don't know, of all the wild things that people have come up with, I'm like, you know what? Okay? Like... I don't know. I kind of feel like it's a ridiculous thing to say out loud. I didn't want to say it in front of our parents, so I hope they skip this ep. But if you really think about it, there's a chance Chippy was conceived while playing a video game, which I don't know if it's embarrassing or the coolest story ever.
I mean, if it's bringing us Chippy, I'm down for that to be our story. However, I think it was either that or... Scott's 60th birthday party night. Could have been either one of those.
Well, these are within weeks of each other.
Yeah. I mean, but we also, like, aren't shy. It's not like we do it once a month.
Well, I mean,
I don't think anybody on the podcast needs or wants to hear about this.
There's so many. There's only so many opportunities. I don't want to bring that up. You know, but it's like, you know, there's only, you know, I'm just saying. But when it came up, I was like, oh, my God.
Are you going to tell Chippy that when he's older? Like,
he's going to listen to this, I guess. But there's a shot that, yeah.
You have a son, so there's going to be a lot more storytelling than if you had a daughter.
We'll have to think
it through. A daughter, you're going to be like, men don't exist.
We will have to think it through. Anyway, you know, last question that came in here. Dear Abby, so... It's the first grandchild on your in-law side. Do you think, end of the day, this next little manza will be a bigger deal to your family or Chelsea's family? I don't think it's the right way to say what's... I think it would be an equal-sized deal. I think everyone's going to be as excited. But I do think, like, we talk about it all the time. We don't expect our son to hit the same as Marky did. I think there's something about the first grandchild that has like I have a hold on my grandmother. We've talked about this a million times.
You
like,
are definitely her favorite.
Like, by far. Now, I'm not saying I look at it like, oh, hey, it'll be that same kind of thing, but I wouldn't be offended. Like, in 20 years, my mother was like, oh, well, Marky's just the queen. I would get it.
Oh, Marky's always going to be the princess of your side. Absolutely. Marky's the princess of our side, too. My parents love Marky. But I feel like it's just different because now it's a boy. So they're going to obviously both be loved equally. But Marky's always just going to be the little princess of the family. However, both of our dads did cry when they found out they were having a grandson. So I think that's big for them. For my dad especially, because he had all girls. I am one of three girls. So my dad has not had any boys. And I think that's like a huge thing for him. And your dad gets to carry on the name, so it's different. I think it's a big deal for the dads. Your mom is Marky's, like, always going to be her little angel. Same with your dad as well, but Like, if my mom was having a girl, I think she'd be equally as excited if she was having a boy. If we were having a boy, like, versus a boy.
Well, I think everybody would be equally as excited, but I don't know. I do feel like, I think for raising, you know, girls, you know, the whole way, I think for your dad, it's going to be fun to have a boy, you know, in the fam with that kind of thing. And then I think for my dad, it's the name thing, and it's obviously different than Marky, right? So I think that it hits heavy on both sides for different reasons in different ways. But it's wild because they both, they're two guys, I don't see either of them get emotional, like, ever, you know? I saw my dad tear up at the wedding. I think I saw your dad tearing up at the wedding, but I don't really remember.
My dad was, like, whispering in my ear. He's like, I'll pretend to be shedding some tears during our
dance. But he was crying.
And then he ended up actually crying. Yeah. He's just not very good at showing emotion.
I think both of them are, like, they're the stronger types like that. So yeah. I saw them both crack up a little bit at the gender reveal thing. So, you know.
Side note. Mm-hmm. Wild card of who was very emotional about us having a boy. Vito Scalia.
Oh, not a wild card at all. That's not even a little bit of a wild card.
He's so emotional about this, and I love that about Vito. Like, he is so ready for us to have a boy, and he knew how badly Al wanted a boy that he was one of the first people we called when we found out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's funny. Like, he's been sending me Simba memes since, like, the moment we found out. And he was like, it has to be. And it was really weird because I felt immediately, and I don't know why, but I immediately felt that it was a boy. I never even thought of it being a girl. I don't know why. I wouldn't have been upset about it. I wasn't rooting for it. It just seemed like a foregone conclusion. I just knew. It was really weird.
However, in your subconscious, one night you did grab me before we did have the gender reveal, before either of us knew, and you grabbed me. I think it was in your sleep. You were, like, sleep talking, and you grabbed me, like, you know, you were spooning me, and you rubbed my belly, and I think you definitely were asleep, and you were like, I love my girls.
Well, I think
I don't know if you were talking about my boobs or
it's not impossible,
but I think you were rubbing my belly. But so I think you were talking about the baby and me.
I think that it's the kind of thing where I've had so many things I put out into the universe where it's been the opposite, so maybe I was playing that road. But now, being serious, I think that I was kind of in shock for the first week. So, like, I don't know. Like, it was kind of one of those that even now it's really hard for me to fully, you know, grasp it, you know. I also, by the way, I saw one of those 4D sonogram things, and that's a little bit more than the price of admission. Like, it's not like a...
They look like claymations to
me.
Yeah,
it looks a little intense for me. I think I'm good with what we have.
I do want to hear some of the community's pregnancy stories, though, like... Share some stuff with me because I'm going through a journey. I mean, we're only sharing so much based off questions, but obviously if you guys have more questions, write them in. And I want to hear some, like, funny stories, some things between you and your husband that happened during pregnancy that were, you know, entertaining or funny, right? I want to hear some stories.
We always do. We always do. So dearalbumailbag@gmail.com, hit us in the DM. You guys heard from Amanda last week, so just feel free to shoot Amanda whatever questions you guys have. Let me know about the placenta. I'm gonna go find out where Bermuda is and I'll hit you guys back. But we love you guys. Catch you later.